Hey, good Tuesday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Lots of online love and RIPs are streaming in for Art Neville, of course, the keyboard funk master of New Orleans, the Meters, and the Neville Brothers, who passed away yesterday at age 81. Fellow Crescent City musicians like Galactic, Kermit Ruffins, and Anders Osborne, as well as Bonnie Raitt, all have been posting online tributes, but his brother Aaron Neville perhaps posted the most poignant tribute of all on Instagram. He called Art, as everyone did, Papa Funk, and the patriarch of the Neville family, their big chief. He also recounted their long career together and their brotherhood. An old song on new media is breaking records. Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody has made history after becoming the first music video released before 1990 to garner 1 billion views on YouTube. So to celebrate, there's a newly remastered HD version to look at via Queen's official YouTube channel. And looks like the surviving members are playing the YouTube game pretty well. They're about to launch the You Are the Champions campaign, which lets fans star in their own version of videos for Queen's biggest hits, including Don't Stop Me and the aforementioned We Are the Champions. An accompanying film to Bruce Springsteen's new album, Western Stars, will make its premiere at the 2019 Toronto International Film Festival in September. Bruce says he made the recording of him basically playing the songs on the record from start to finish because he wasn't going to tour it and he wanted to get the music live to his audience somehow. Looks like Angel Olsen, the Chicago via St. Louis singer-songwriter known for her beautiful and haunting lo-fi tracks, will debut a new project called All Mirrors on July 30th. Now, it's not clear if it's going to be a full album or just a one-off single, but it would mark her first studio release since the widely acclaimed album My Woman in 2016. Great record that. They can stream All Mirrors, the song, online right now, and Angel Olsen will play First Avenue in Minneapolis November the 12th. Amy Winehouse was found dead at her home in London on this day in music history, July 23rd, 2011. Sadly, she had joined that infamous 27 Club. Birthdays, Polk Salad Annie Man, the late Tony Joe White, Alison Krauss, and singer Fran Healy of Travis. And that is a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!